This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Vines of Yarraby by Dorothy Eden. By kind permission of the author's agent.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund. 731. The Vines of Yarraby. There now follows a brief description of the book. The story of a vineyard in Australia in the early days of colonization, and of the people who owned it and worked it, and whose lives it dominated.
This book is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
It is read by Stephen Jack. The book consists of a prologue and 31 chapters.
Track 1.
The Vines of Yarraby. Chapter 1. Or rather, prologue. When the rapidly spreading district of Parramatta, in the Australian state of New South Wales, had exceeded 10 miles from the old church and cemetery, it threatened the existence of the big house called Yarraby, an historic dwelling built in the late 1820s. There could be no question of it being pulled down to make way for the new housing estate. It was an authentic piece of Australian history, and as such must be preserved. A notice was put on the rusted iron gates, quote,